What?
What are you looking at me like that? I'm brushing my teeth. Gotta have pearly whites, you know? Stop! I'm just in my PJs, okay? God. What? Oh, you think I look cute like this? You like these PJs, huh? I mean, they are pretty cute. You did a good job picking them out, babe. Oh. Yeah, we do look pretty cute together, huh? What? Yeah, shower sex was good. And I'm pretty tired. You wore me out, babe. I know it's so late. It's like 4 in the morning. I know this vacation has been so good. I think we both need to just get away. I know these cabin beds are so creaky. But it doesn't matter when I'm next to you. All warm and cozy. Cuddling after sex is like the best thing ever. I get to snuggle up next to you. Wiggle my butt a little bit. Ow! Don't pinch so hard! And you can't resist the booty. I like your butt too, okay? Actually, yeah, roll over. Let me smack that. Ow! Okay, sir. I think it's time we wind down a little bit, don't you? I'm so happy that I'm with you. This is definitely a much needed break from everything. Just to spend time together, me and you, away from our everyday life, and just spending one-on-one time with no distractions. I think we both needed it. What do you mean you can't sleep? I'm so tired. Aren't you tired? You like. In fact, you were doing more of the work in the shower than I was. Your hands and like. You were just lifting me up against the wall like that. I was afraid I was gonna slip and fall. I was. I've never done shower sex before. It looks so uncomfortable. Well, okay, like if we did shower sex in our apartment, like with our small little bathroom. No, we're not. I'm sorry. I love you. We're not having sex in our shower. But this hotel shower with like all of the different shower heads that were in it. That just added to the sensation. I did good, didn't I? Like picking out our getaway location. Yeah. What do you want to talk about, baby? I think. Oh, hey. Why are you doubting yourself, baby? I wouldn't be with you if I didn't love you or care about you. What do I see in you? Baby. I see a man that has overcome a lot of shit in his life. What you have. Hell, we both have. You let me broke down in your arms so many times. Carried me drunk to the bedroom. Yeah, I know. I'm a lightweight. You can hold your beer a lot better than me. Beer's gross, by the way. What? It is. Okay, fine. You can like beer, and I will like my wine. No, I think you've really grown. We've been together for a while. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I wouldn't want to grow with anybody else. The time that we've shared together, it's special. I've learned a lot from you, actually. I hope you've at least learned something from me. Oh, yeah, like putting your laundry in the hamper. That's all I'm good for, huh? Just like day-to-day chores to teach you how to do. I mean, you're not even gonna need me. You know how to cook, you know how to clean, you can wash your own clothes, you can separate the lights and the darks. What do you need me for? Oh, that's right. I'm not your mom. Ow, sorry, I had to. Your mom's really sweet. Thankfully, she's not like ridiculously overbearing. My parents. Oh, I mean, I've told you about my parents, but I don't know if I'm ready for you to meet them yet. Like, I don't know. Like, I told you about my relationship with them, and I love them. But no, I'm not ashamed of you, baby. I'm kind of embarrassed for you to meet my family because I'm worried. I don't know. I don't know. I'm afraid of what you might think of them, like with my mom and her condition, and family isn't easy for me. Okay. No, it's okay, baby. It's good. You know how I get. I just feel things, but you know. I think when I'm ready, if you're still around and patient enough, I think I'd like you to meet them one day. Yeah. You want to meet them, huh? Okay. I'll keep that in mind, right? I don't have anything to be afraid of. My dad does own a couple of guns, though. You're better at shooting than he is. Yeah.